This week we've got defensive line coach Joe Cullen, and we're going to learn a little bit about pass rush games, which also can be rush games as well, or running game games, I guess you could say.
Absolutely, yeah, they go hand in hand, Jeff.
And coming off a game, I thought it was the best defensive performance of the year against the Oakland Raiders, and although I know you're not happy with it because you didn't get the win, but still it was a strong effort up front.
Well, true. It was our best effort up front in terms of man for man. We got some fresh bodies back. George Selvey came back, gave us 19 great snaps. Austin Lane continued to get better. This is his third game back. He had 38 great snaps. And collectively, as a unit, that was by far our best game.
All right, with these games, we're going to teach people three of the basic ones. We've got T.E., E.T., and then T.T. Let's look at the first one. This is a T.E. stunt. Explain to people what that is.
Okay, a T.E. stunt is basically a tackle going first. He's going to penetrate. What we want this tackle to do is get off the football and penetrate that crack. We want this tackle to appear like he's rushing that guard. We want the defensive end who's going second to drive up the field like he's selling a speed rush to get this tackle to set vertical. And then now that enables the tackle to get his hat in the crack, ricochet to the quarterback, and the end to come underneath.
All right, well, let's jump into the game film and see how this is put into action.
That'd be great. Let's do that. Okay, here we go. Here's the side. We're running the TE. The tackle's first. You're going to see Tyson Aluella do a great job penetrating that crack. You're going to see Jeremy Mincy doing a great job selling like he's coming up the field. And then you're going to see it in action here. Tyson getting off, getting his hat in the crack, ricocheting, turning towards a quarterback, and Jeremy doing a great job selling and gaining ground coming under. Quarterback has no clue. Sack fumble.
All right, now that we saw the TE, explain to people what the ET is.
Okay, just like the TE, the ET is the end going first, tackle going second. And what we want the end to do is appear like he's rushing up the field to get that tackle to set. And then we want him to take one or two steps, drive inside of the B gap. If the guard shows, pick and drive. If not, just keep going vertical. We want the tackle to appear like he's rushing his A gap. Take a good solid step, maybe two, and then to wrap around nice and tight for contain.
All right, well, let's go to the film and see this put in action.
Okay, let's talk about the ET. Here we got George Selvey as the end. He's going to be the penetrator. He's going to be the guy going first. And then, as you look at it here, we have Terrence Knighton coming second. As I said before, this end wants to sell up the field, get a little space, get this tackle up the field and this guard down. And then he drives inside, does a great job powering, and then our nose tackle does a good job coming around for contain. There's a hit on the quarterback, he collapses the pocket, incomplete.
Nice job by George Selvey. He's like a bulldozer there. You got to like that on the E part of the ET.
He did a great job, Jeff, as you said, collapsing the pocket and just driving his legs and really doing a great job steamrolling.
Right. Let's go back to the board and learn what a TT is.
Okay, the TT now. This is a tackle game inside between both our interior tackles. So basically what we want to do is we want to have a penetrator and then a looper. And what we do, we base it off the protection. So if the center's going away, we'll have our tackle away, give a me-you call, and he's going to drive inside on the A-gap, and if the center comes back, he's going to pick and drive. And then the tackle away sells like he's rushing on the center to drive the center, and then he loops around, and what it does, it gets two tackles pushing the pocket with interior pressure.
All right, well, let's go to the game film and take a look at this stunt put in action.
Let's do that. Okay, let's talk about the TT now. As we said earlier, based on the protection, this center is going to go this way. So Tyson Aluella is the penetrator. He's going first. He's going to pick and drive. And then Terrence Knighton is coming around second. He's going to sell. And you're going to see a nice, tight wrap. And we want to make that quarterback throw from a well. Great penetration. When I freeze it right there, there's the quarterback. He can't step up. We got a defensive end pressuring. And that's how we want the TT to look.
Push in the pocket, that's what you like.
Great pocket push where he can't step up and it lets our defensive end rush on the edge.
All right, so these stunts, they come from the sideline or they come from the field?
Well, there's two ways you can do it. One, I like them coming from the field because those guys have a feel for the protection. Now, unlike your old coach, Coach Pease, who's a great coach, legendary coach, he told me a little story about you, Jeff, that he used to signal in stunts on the sideline. and you and Brackens would have a feel out there and shake them off, and they'd just say, go right ahead. But no, they can. You can do them both ways.
All right, this week, the Green Bay Packers, Aaron Rodgers, tremendous pocket presence. Let's see a little sample of Aaron Rodgers, because I think he's one of the best at pocket presence.
Well, just like you saying that, Jeff, you know, this quarterback has a feel. One, he's one of the top quarterbacks, if not the top quarterback in the league. But he does a great job of, one, feeling the pressure, not looking at the pressure, staying in the pocket, letting the routes develop, and then stepping up where he needs to be and then delivering the ball. Here, there's another look at it. He's going to be heavily pressured from the right in the Houston game. He steps up, then he sees pressure coming from the left. Then he has to get out of it, stays alive, finds where he needs to be, lets the route develop.
Clearly, the biggest threat with the Green Bay Packers is Aaron Rodgers, and I hope that you guys build on what you did against the Oakland Raiders, because it's going to be key to today's game.
Well, it absolutely is. I mean, one, we got to stop the run, and that was really a key element last week in getting him in a third and long. We do the same thing in Green Bay, but really we have to create great pressure from a four-man rush when we bring five, but we got to get after him with our front four. Keep him in the pocket, not let him get on the outside and let those routes develop and really come after him with a four-man rush and put him on the ground.
All right, thank you, Joe.
Appreciate it, Jeff. Always a pleasure.